listening closely. We doing our own thing, but we doing this for the culture. Check out the topics.
Check out the top.
Don't be the subject.
Don't be the subject.
We keep it poppin'.
Hey, we keep it poppin'.
You can be up next.
You can be up next.
We are more than culture.
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 More than culture. We are more than culture. More than culture.
You heard the new song?
No.
It's slapping.
It ain't bad.
They play this shit in the club. The club stopped.
The club just looked. The club sat down.
The club said, ah.
Oh, it sat down.
That's getting booed, nigga.
Mm. Man, I ain't. What's it about?
He's talking about
all the shit.
Staying solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, like my clearly. Man. I'm sorry I had told, but the lady had tricked me.
Yeah.
That nigga said my lawyer tricked me, bro. He tricked what he said in the song.
Yeah. And he said, y'all say I'm a my lawyer. Y'all standing with a rat.
Mm.
I'm sorry.
Take that.
They've been snitching long time before me.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's trying to say somebody's snitching.
Mm. That's how we got here.
House. I don't know which rappers he's talking about, so
everybody's speculating, baby, but
gotcha.
I don't believe this baby.
Oh,
you better just leave them niggas alone.
Fact.
They show up, they got enough money to pull up at your rooms.
That's a good strategy, though.
Nah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
It's other rats.
I'm going to throw a ghost rat out here.
Ghost rats.
I ain't hold on.
People contemplating who
I ain't
is.
Ain't no one telling on somebody. Y'all know somebody else better.
What they going to do when they play this?
What you
going to
do?
Get the heat off of me.
They put me in jail, mud, then bring me juice crab. What am I supposed to do?
Oh, man.
In a bad bit.
Yeah, got some red lobster biscuits.
I want to apologize to everybody that's watching this because I had way more energy before the show started, I swear to God.
Man,
but let me tell y'all something.
I almost died on the way up the steps.
I lost everything I had.
You see the intro.
I lost everything I had. I'm gonna go talking about eating a ham sandwich. Oh. Remo got the bright idea. Hey, dog, let's shoot our walk-ins up the stairs with your cankles that you own, Ronnie. Nobody consulted. Been talking to the group chat all day.
Oh, my God.
Mention the cankle shot at all. I am prepared for the cankle shot. I'm a professional.
Dude,
you want to have me looking like Gabrielle Sidibe walking up the steps trying to get his back. Okay, this is going to be great. I'm holding on to the rail. My knee hurt.
Oh, shit.
See, it be your friends, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, let me tell y'all something. I ain't laughed that hard.
You was
man.
Weeping, bro.
Long time.
Yeah, right. Nah, literally. I was like, man, this is going to be tough. It's going to be tough to do this show.
Fucking hold a bio over here.
Bam.
Yeah, bam faced that name.
Oh, the bio.
Oh, the bio. Morning Culture bio. Is the brand. It's the Morning Culture show. Kamal the Secret Genius.
Remo Rod.
Ronnie Jordan. Tyler's incapacitated. He's got the laughs. You can't see it. Little Dennis Drew the face to that nigga over here, boy.
Don't do that to me again.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Please. Stop me out. Okay. Oh, man. Yo, you had, I seen some flyers. What's up? And ask you in a minute how everything been going, dog.
This rich ass. Hey, how you comedy shit, man? Hey, nigga put the roller like there. Blah! How did your comedy going, my nigga?
That's
nigga.
Funny.
Nah, shit been going well, man. We moving around. Went up to Chicago for some family shit.
Okay.
Hit some stages out there on the Humbug. Come I'm on, saying.
Man. Oh, Juneteenth flyer.
Juneteenth, yeah, man. City Winery.
Talk that shit.
Father's Day Sunday.
Damn, for real.
Poetry and hip hop.
Y'all gonna get some?
Hip hop shit.
Y'all think y'all gonna get some?
I know I'm gonna give me some.
What, pussy?
Huh?
Damn, yeah. Nigga. Why you don't like pussy?
No, I'm saying, like, if you don't get pussy on Father's Day, like.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, that's what are we doing?
I'm saying. That's like
that's
a
standard offering.
So, what were you asking? Where are they gonna get? Socks?
No. I said, are y'all gonna get something? Like, y'all think y'all gonna get a gift at all?
I generally get a gift.
I'm gonna get the bill. That's what I'm gonna get. I know what I'm getting.
You stop looking at Dr. Umar. Fucking. What's wrong with you, nigga?
I'm posting my post for the day. Sorry.
Right now? That's what you're
talking about? I'm just trying to be, you know, consistent. You know what I'm saying?
That's not consistent. We consistently do this podcast on fucking Mondays, and it is now Monday at the time we do the podcast.
Well, I was thinking of shots for Ronnie to get up the steps, so I was taking time out of my day to direct the intro video that y'all love. Put your favorite part on the video.
Woo! Send the intro video to somebody.
And brighten
that's,
up
that's
that
your homework this week. What was the homework last time? I hope y'all remember y'all homework from last time.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't gonna make it to the next class, and then the PE teacher gonna fuck you.
Oh man,
that's how school go nowadays. Y'all don't be reading the news. Yeah, that's how it go, boy. The motherfucker, hey man, listen, them niggas, you don't read the news,
I mean,
man.
I'm glad
if,
school out.
If your child getting D's and all of a sudden they passing, check it out.
Child getting D's.
Go through the school, yeah. Walk through that school, see what's going on. Like,
bro,
what
we did have a teacher at my school that got hemmed up for that shit.
Oh, really? Word?
No, all of facts. Our schools.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about he got arrested at school.
Oh, y'all ain't had one of them?
Yeah, we had. I graduated. It was the coach that I knew it was.
I'm not. It was.
Yeah, nigga, bro, everybody got it.
Crazy, bro.
That's at every school. Grade.
It's always a coach.
Yeah.
Wow.
That probably happens at every school, probably every 13 to 14 years.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
Yeah, our coach.
Yeah, now, yeah.
They are going wild.
They going wild.
They be moving like they'll move a different state. That's how bad it be. Them niggas be moving to goddamn Oregon and shit.
Still a band teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it's like, yeah, that's just so tough, though, because then, like, you know, you hear stories, too, about kids that lie. Like, I know a chick that said that her friend that was a cheerleader that, like, lied on a teacher because he like, she wanted to fuck with him, but he was like, yo, you got to chill out.
Right.
And she lied on that nigga and got him.
Come on.
Walked out to school and all kind of shit. So it was like, damn, you can't even teach the children.
You can't get walked out of school and come back and think we're going to listen to you.
You can't come to nothing.
The fuck you talking about?
Once you get walked out, it's over.
They plan on you not coming back. You get walked out. Yeah. If they don't really believe it, they'd be like, yo, please outside. Man.
That's the only thing in the teacher hand, but don't fuck them.
They say bold in the front. Soon as
you ain't got, man, you ain't got teaching no more with Google.
You can do cocaine as a teacher. They can break, please come back to work. I know you're cocaine. Come on back.
Come on in and get to your coffee.
Don't fuck the kids.
ChatGPT gonna have kids not even doing no work no more anyway. See,
they can find out. They can put it right in there. Did you write this ChatGPT? They be like, yep.
Well, shit.
They ain't fixed that one yet. Put that shit right back in.
Nigga can't lie.
Can't lie to
ChatGPT. Damn lame, man.
Is people been cheating off the internet forever,
decades
since the internet came out?
Right. They don't know nothing.
You cheating off the calculator,
but they don't know nothing about cheating for real.
Cheating
putting
the, you had to write the
right smallest shit,
writing small and putting it in between the calculator and the little sliding part, or the God forbid you had it in your head.
Oh man, that's where it was at.
God forbid, or I just throw that
shit on my forearm, nigga. This been
That is funny. That is funny as hell.
You got a whole exam.
You got the Scantron.
B-A-A-A-A-C.
Nah, but on the real, like math, because, you know, math, sometimes it'll be just knowing what the right formula was to use on these things, and that would be half the fucking battle, maybe most of the battle.
Right.
Once you got that, if you use that to cheat, then you're like, oh, shit, I'm finna...
I heard they done switched math up now, bro. They don't even teach math the same.
It's weird, it's different as fuck.
Math just scares pants.
Yeah. I heard they count boxes.
Yeah, it's weird.
What the fuck is this box? Like, how is that going to help you in the future?
I mean,
like, are you going to be like, look, bro, before we do any contracts, let me count my boxes?
Because you know, that's what all these high anxiety ADHD kids need. A new way to do math. That's what they needed.
They're going to get in the real world, see these real numbers.
Right.
And be got.
Well, if you don't get you.
I got box, 10 box, 15 box, 20 box.
Works. It's just different than, you know what I'm saying?
Totally different.
It's just different than.
It don't make sense to a nigga that learned it another way. Yes.
Hey, but the people before us, they called it arithmetic.
They had an abacus. They was sliding beads.
They also said read and write arithmetic.
But what they're doing,
three R's.
What they're doing is more similar to an abacus than what we. You know what I'm saying? It's like visual representations
of numbers
of the numbers.
Oh. It's like number grouping.
Well, I visualize math too.
Yeah,
it's like they teach you. It's how I do math in my head, and how I've always done it is the way that they teach it, but with boxes like and shit.
It's the black karate way.
They're trying to make sure that black men don't get to teach their kids math. Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, this is how we going to get them this time. Cause these niggas is in the household.
Right. Niggas hate to be in boxes.
See that? You see that that study? Nah. What? Something came out. Somebody said something. Was that Oprah? Yeah, Oprah was talking about how the false narrative of black fathers in households. Mm-hmm. Like, it's way more black fathers in the household than white fathers.
Right.
Or others, I should say.
Ooh. So,
and the white fathers be fucking them, too.
It's like, it's crazy. It's like, 86% or something, like, black households have.
What? 86%? That's high.
It's high as fuck.
I don't think so, but it don't matter.
Oh, yeah,
sport.
Yeah, we good. We got the intro.
We got this shit. We gonna play
the intro three times, boy. Hopefully it's done by the time they're
here. Two minutes of cankles.
We can be talking about the intro. 2 minutes
of cankles is hilarious. Cankles loading.
Well, we gonna get some different type of fans then, bro.
Yeah.
Foot fetishes. Y'all niggas don't fuck with the foot fetish though.
Nah,
niggas don't wanna say it on the microphone. That's funny as hell.
Nah. You fuck with it?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Nah,
jack my dick with them feet, girl. They look good.
I mean, in person, but niggas be like, yo.
Is it in person?
That's crazy.
Oh, nah, I ain't not. Okay, yeah, you're right. Nah, I don't have foot fetish.
That's murder
shit.
Yeah.
But I'll do sex stuff with feet.
Sex with feet is fine.
Yeah, but I don't be like looking at it.
As long as pussy's in the room, too.
This nigga Jeffrey Dahmer living. Nigga just got some feet in the room.
That's a given, ain't it?
Just get a bag of feet.
Giving Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah,
the vagina come with the sex, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh man,
can't be sex stuff. No,
bro, look at these married niggas, bro.
Hey, vagina
the
come
vagina
with the sex, right?
With the sex, don't
that's how it still is in these streets.
It don't come with.
What they be doing on Peachtree?
No. When you talk about sex.
I want a body with the
feet. Include vagina.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's what that's
you're
what
talking
I'm talking
to two
about.
Men's.
That's what, I thought that what they called Father's Day vagina.
So yeah, I don't know what the shit is going on in the street now, but if it don't include vagina, I don't want no part of it.
Girls are eating ass. Is what's sorry. Going on.
Oh yeah, girls are eating ass.
Girls are eating ass.
Like dude ass.
Like Sukiyama.
In a high rate.
Like,
yeah,
so funny.
Ah,
people like he got by the
guy. Yeah. I mean, one time, you know what I'm saying? I was out here in the streets.
The girl me, you can't get got.
Wow,
son. Whoa.
If you don't want it to happen, it can't.
I went to a pill party.
Wow, you got
this nigga
got
drugged. Hey, man. This nigga got Cardi B in his booty.
This nigga revealed more of his dark side every week.
I don't know what's up with him. That's why I try to keep him talking.
Yeah.
How does the pill party go? They just walk in and you walk in and you just got to take a pill?
Well, she said you got to take at least one perk before you get in.
Would be like, yeah, I took mine. Oh, I'm so full.
But it was a 30.
I was about to say, did they have the numbers?
Yeah. But I mean,
made up.
Perk 30 made you?
Okay. You got to take a
pill. It was three, though. By the end of the night, I took.
You'd be dead. Two.
That's why I didn't feel it until she licked it.
So what else you didn't feel back there?
Right. Your feet was in there, nigga?
No, that's all that happened, bro.
Remo was holding his own thigh.
You don't know if you was on three perkies.
You got date raped is what you said.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I don't want to talk about it.
This nigga lied about being date raped.
I'm a therapy, bro.
Date raping. Yo, you a creep monster, son.
His wormhole got gay.
His wormhole's on Peachtree.
His wormhole's on Broadway.
His wormhole's in Midtown.
That wormhole's on Broadway. Hey, wormhole himself in this boo-boo.
Wormhole himself in the buck.
Did you feel like when you get out the shower,
energy, bro. That's just
and you gotta take a shit?
Huh?
Yeah, we got out the shower and you had to take a shit, but you was on the toilet wet as a man. That's how I felt. It's real weird.
Oh, that's where we was going.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I thought
I'm digging deeper into the wormhole.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of
here. Yeah,
that's not okay, bro.
Stop.
No, nigga.
Nah, nigga.
This nigga trying to go viral so bad.
One day it's going to happen. It's going to be the wrong one.
Brother, ankles and the ass eating. Come on, man. We
gonna ankles
go
and ass eating going up.
Oh, man.
That's the day of the day.
No,
we doing anything for views. God damn it, don't give a fuck. Ankles and ass eating is a great title. Y'all don't think so?
Maybe.
Yo, you and Clissot, they mean to tell me. If you see the caption that said ankles and ass eating, you see four niggas.
Yeah. I was about to say with four niggas.
Fuck no.
In the screen.
Yo, you know niggas, like, I don't run it.
Hey, look, hold on. So let's do a little, I would think about this in the car. We need to do a little base research study in the room right quick. So what do you think the best screen cap would be for our videos? Like us like laughing hysterically? Or like, what's the best one to be shown? Because you know, when you go certain things, just kind of make you click on them when you see how it is.
So yeah, people laughing always is a good bait. Yeah.
So should we do a laughing, like get a laughing still right quick? Y'all ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay.
I might not have.
Yeah, I want to run it up. I can just take my shirt off and then put a black bar.
And my shit was out of whack.
What was that wrestling name? Kamala.
Coco Beware.
Rikishi by the
It was a nigga had the grass skirt with. It was racist though. It was probably a nigga from Cleveland had
on. It's a lot of face paint.
Oh, it's a lot of racism in wrestling.
Yeah, and the entertainment industry in general. Like, how many crackers done played black people and Egyptian kings?
Cleopatra has been white for.
You know, Liz Taylor played fucking.
Have y'all seen the Cleopatra on Netflix? It's like a story, history story, but they got a black lady playing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They was big mad about that shit. It's a light skinned girl playing Cleopatra.
Who's mad?
They want a darker skin? Oh, okay, I'm about to say.
Oh, they don't know where Africa is. Online,
the white people was mad.
The Egyptian people was mad. White people. Egyptians don't want to be considered black. That's what they remember. Kevin Hart was like, it's in Africa.
Yeah.
I don't get none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
y'all black niggas.
They probably be like, man, I see how they treat y'all niggas. I don't want nothing to do with that. Like,
no, we are
nah,
not.
Especially over here. Hell
first
nah,
the mermaid, not Cleopatra.
I ain't one of them.
Mermaid.
We had not one of them.
Little Mermaid was good.
It was straight. It was good.
It was Little Mermaid.
Hey, what if we start doing roles like that for us? Like Queen Elizabeth Taylor be played by Viola Davis. You know what I'm saying? Like just somebody.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I watch it. I would definitely watch it.
But how many white people's story you want to hear?
Two.
That's the problem.
And rest in peace, Tina Turner, too. While we at it. Rest in peace.
Oh, yeah, man.
Tina Turner. You know, she had like $250 million and like her
leg.
Friend's family gets it. Like another white family gets all her money.
I'm sorry.
Now that's rolling on the river, goddamn. Yeah, that's hard. That's horrible, bro.
You know, the other kids was our kids. I don't think she fucked with her son for real.
What?
The money don't go to the boy?
I don't think so. I read some on Twitter, but you know, that's perfectly good sources.
Damn. he sat there and watched her get her ass whoop all that time.
Right.
Couldn't get no dollar.
He gonna sue the estate, I'm sure.
Probably so. But I think old dude was executive of her shit already. The white man, she's her partner.
Mm. But like, he can contest that shit, though.
I heard Tina Turner had like insurance on her legs.
You know I don't like us.
For sure she did.
Because Tina Turner wasn't even. She ain't had no funeral yet, but as soon as she died, niggas was supposed to goddamn. Lawrence Fishburne turned around looking at heaven like, I'm talking about that. I'm
niggas
like,
really crazy. Was niggas fast.
They was like, rest in peace, T. This girl had one. She was doing cocaine and stuff. I was like, bro, we don't know how to do that at all.
Oh, man, nothing. For real. This nigga Mojo Brooks, that motherfucker posted a video of Ike at the Pearly Gates. Tell me, hey, nah, hey, look, now. He said, nah, they're going to let me in now if you say you was hitting me, too.
You was hitting me, too.
Now, that's funny.
That whole video was like not this week though.
That's shout out to Mojo.
Nah, he did that shit the day after it happened.
Man, that's what the funny. The social media, you gotta rush.
Yeah, if you're one of the people, you gotta do that shit first.
But you know what? I'm sure like the social media people who put them together are like waiting for people to die, so they like already have them backlogged. Like, okay, what's gonna happen when?
Wild.
That is a wild.
What's gonna happen when?
It's probably true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too quick.
Yeah.
A death skit waiting. I mean, the news writes the obituaries. They be having obituaries on that.
Shit. I don't know about death rating, but Suede the Remix guy got something where he's so ready for everything, like, when it happens. Like, that's so crazy how fast he makes
music.
That's such a
that's different
music.
Too.
It's the beat.
And then an intricate video though. Like, you have motherfuckers dancing to the actual beat and different like funny ass memes and shit. It's like, where are you getting all this stuff, bro? I think he's a genius.
Nah, fact. Shout out to Sway. Shout out to Episode. Make sure you watch that, like, comment, subscribe. You did.
Rest in peace,
Jackie O, man.
Rest in peace,
young Yeah. Y'all leave him alone for a bit, man. whole.
Leave everybody alone.
Yeah, man. Just let how people
is
DC? Breathe,
first of all, how you think he is? Second of all, do you think he would be talking to people at like right. literally you? Right? Yeah, literally right the day just after.
Stop asking questions about what happened, yeah. bro. Like,
since, yeah, if you pray, pray.
Man, yeah, he got to raise his babies, man.
Yeah, man. Yes. It's just sad. So sad.
So sad.
Yeah, man.
And all the men, you put yourself right in them shoes and like, damn, you don't know how you got to step up until you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, prayers to him, man.
Yeah, man. It's like, what's his name? Kevin Hart, that movie on Netflix.
Father?
Yeah,
that shit. I couldn't even finish watching
it. I couldn't watch that shit, bro.
It got to a point, I was like, I know what's going to happen. I cut that off.
You couldn't watch it? Why you couldn't watch it?
Because I wanted one.
I can't stand this nigga, dog.
I really wanted a father, bro. I'm in therapy. I'm talking about it a lot now. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you want to borrow my daddy, man? For real?
No, man. It's cool, bro.
He chilling right
you
now.
You already got, slow, you already got him for the
I'm learning how to barbecue. It's all type of shit.
There you go. Let's go.
You know what I'm saying?
My dad can teach you all that, man. Go get him, man. All he needs
said, go get him. They try to throw their daddy.
They try to get rid of his daddy.
Go get him.
I'm trying to goddamn let you feel. Goddamn. Well, it feel like a little
boy ain't want no used daddy.
Yeah, ain't gonna feel the same. Well, hey, take the trash out.
Why? Why?
I'm motherfucker, I bought you for like at least 30 minutes.
I'm gonna tell him to throw up in your house. Throw up in your house.
Right. That's take what care of my
do.
Father.
That's what daddies do.
That's what daddies do. I just gotta look forward
cut
to
cut the damn game off.
You want a daddy, right?
Go to bed.
Go to bed. Goddamn,
wash your ass, too.
Yeah.
It's a chest
no shower running all day. You just been dripping in front.
I ain't one of your little...
one of your friends.
Nigga be in the bedroom like this. Thank you, man. Hey, Roddy, man.
Can you lock the door behind you? Can you lock the door behind you?
You had this every day, you lucky. I left home. I got the fuck on up out of there.
Hey, do you think black kids gotta leave home by a certain age? Yes, like they're forced.
Daddy push you out.
By law? Like not by
not
law,
now,
but
they
like
they don't do that now. Niggas just stay to their 30 now because the mamas they do the baby boy. If I die, mama, if I get killed, it's on you.
I feel like other people stay longer and it helps them. Mm-hmm. More so than it hurts them to be out on their own.
Spanish community know how to 19, pull their money and be
you get,
five in the house and everybody buy each other a truck together.
Yeah.
My Spanish homeboy told me, he was like, we all put in by the truck. You know what I'm saying? We don't do no notes. We all ride and work at the same job. Then we buy another truck. Then we got there, bring somebody else over. They do that shit together like five, six of them.
Like a nigga be 19, 20 with his own shit, having all type of issues because mentally you ain't there. You maybe got a girl... And maybe you don't know how to be in a relationship for real. So now y'all got them screaming and going crazy. It's so many different situations. But, like, I don't know, bro. I feel like the kids shouldn't be necessarily out right at 18, bro. Like,
no, it depends on what you prepare them for. Like,
as soon as you graduate, bye.
But I was like, already working a job from the time 14 up. And, like, they was taking money out for these bills and shit like that. Like, so okay. They was kind of...
That's smart.
You got to train them in the way to go. That's what, you know what I'm saying?
Can't afford to have another grown ass man in the house.
And that too, I ate a lot. My mom was like, nigga.
That shit is like, I love you, but my God.
A watermelon a day?
Are we all going to
die? My dad walked out. I like cereal. All right, nigga. We all going to die.
Oh, my God.
My dad was purposely trying to get me out of the house because it was like, me and him worked at the same restaurant, but I would work the day shift and the night shift and go do comedy. Come back home, be in that bed. Like, I know I ain't got to be working till like noon or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
9 o'clock, you going to sleep all day? I'm like, nigga, I just got in at 4. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
like,
that's a go sleep all day is get out my house.
Yeah,
for sure.
Get you your own shit.
You got to get your own shit. You can do whatever you want to get your own shit.
I think black people need to add more of that into the pressure of getting someone out the house. Like, I'm getting you out the house so we can figure out how you can own your own thing. We need to get you the quickest path to get to ownership. Is that we need? Yeah, that's what we need.
Let's get your credit together.
Let's get your credit together. Let's get
something going. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get your credit card. You paying it off.
Like you said, nigga, you have an apartment and don't have no credit card or nothing. So if you have an emergency, you stuck.
Now you stuck.
Got to go pay. You got my ride, man.
I mean, it's gonna be different between our parents and what we doing. You know what I'm saying? Because my son already got like his own clothing line. Like,
that's what's up.
Like, but they can see more shit than we saw though. Like reading books and watching fucking Nintendo or sports. Yeah. We wasn't seeing what other people were doing in Kansas and Canada and Africa and shit.
Shout out to our parents that raised us without tablets.
Yeah, yes. Really had to be attentive.
Niggas had to goddamn.
And you ain't finna watch TV all day.
Right. Right.
Nah. Get TV out. Go outside.
Oh, go outside for real.
Some motherfuckers outside. We played basketball every day.
I loved going outside. Like, what are you talking about, bro?
Yeah, you put your head on the floor. Outside was life.
Yeah.
Kev on stage made a good point about that. Like, it's different because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you used to see a whole bunch of bikes piled up and you knew that's where the homies used to meet up at. But now, kids now, it's like, I could FaceTime you and talk to you
versus
while
meeting up
a video game, or I'm playing a video game and I'm talking to you while we playing. So it's like I'm with my friends, but I'm chilling at the house. You know what I'm saying?
Or do you think it's
like that was the only way we could see our friends is to fucking go outside?
Or do you think parents are scared to let them out the house because of the dangers of the world?
It was way more dangerous for us.
I mean, I feel like it was, but I be seeing like parents like, I don't want you to be too far.
So many cameras outside, you good, but like, but we was outside with no cameras out there, bro.
It depends on, because some niggas got a neighborhood that look nice on this street, but one street over, them niggas is all bloods or something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
gotta learn to be the blood during the day.
That damn switch on the pistol, but everybody, man, please. Niggas who don't got no business with pistols got them now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You 110 pounds.
It is way more guns.
It is way more guns now, bro.
It was like one nigga with a 38, and you was like, ooh.
Right.
And he had it buried somewhere.
Niggas, 6 out of 10 niggas got a pistol in their pocket.
Mm-hmm. But let me tell you how goofy it was back in the day.
In their pockets.
Back in the day.
It was
one group of niggas who had like 2 guns.
Right.
And all them niggas used to carry their own bullets. So it's like, nigga, I got my bullets. So give me the gun. Like the gun would be empty. But then they'll be like, bro, like I need the gun real quick. I need the gun real quick.
Ah.
Goddamn.
Yo, give me the gun.
It was Airbnb and a goddamn hammer.
Right.
What kind of gun was it?
I don't know. I didn't have it.
Oh, you ain't
had
no bullet.
No.
I said a group of kids in my church.
I wasn't part of the bullet boys.
They all got
the bullet boys.
They all got the wrong bullets and shit, niggas.
Everybody got hollow points.
They don't get in the fight, they just show them bullet.
Wait till the gun get back.
Shit, man. Don't make me goddamn.
Don't make me beat somebody.
Nah, fact.
Gun here 45 minutes, boy. You be here 45 minutes. I'm gonna kill your ass.
And I put 911. He on the way.
He get up. He gonna be here in a minute with the gun. Ooh, this going.
He said, ooh.
Ooh, wait.
Ooh, this going in.
Stop looking at me. Back up. You gonna hit me?
The bullet.
If I throw it hard enough, it's gonna explode. Swear to God.
You supposed to go whoop his ass?
Hell no. Niggas slow. You better not whoop his ass. You go to jail for a long time.
If a nigga do hold up a bullet,
that nigga slow as hell.
Hey man,
that is a hate crime. You out of here. Nigga hold up a bullet and like, nigga later on, I'm gonna shoot you with this. That boy supposed to be in your class.
What was you doing? You saw a handicapped kid like, hey, keep it up.
Get back now.
He got down.
Hey, keep it up.
You go back, that nigga Kroger bagging up and shit. He got the bullet in his pocket. Look at that.
Man, I don't know. Like, you might have to take him serious, bro. At some
he just jogged.
Especially if you in school, bro.
And you keep showing your bullet. It means something.
Yeah, you can't say none of that shit in school, bro.
You done hit a nigga with cerebral palsy.
Blah.
Because he likes army movies.
He's trying to be your friend.
He likes all your movies. He likes you. They show you the bullet.
Your parents trying to explain it.
Oh my God, that's his favorite thing to show.
Right, that nigga keep showing me the bullet. I ain't even know he had a vest. Oh shit! Because he can't talk.
He didn't give you the card.
Y'all ain't shit, man.
He had the best though. He just wait to see him come get a watermelon. He showed him. Don't worry, he's white, man. He white.
Nah, I seen
y'all can laugh.
He white.
I seen it in my head. He white.
That's all you Tyler him.
Hey, oh damn. Hey, question I've been meaning to ask everybody that's black. You ever had a dream you were fighting?
Not as an
for
adult.
My life. No, yeah.
Not as an adult.
And in your life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it ever a white person?
We maybe not dream no more.
I ain't never found a white person.
Find a white person in your dream?
In my dream.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I do. You know,
I can't
remember. I do all the time. That's all you want. I was like, yo, I want niggas be fighting niggas in their dreams.
Hey, you got a girl sleeping in Tyler's house.
Black karate kicking that nigga. Black karate.
This nigga just yell out crack and start sneaking.
What?
Girl, so I'm sleeping at Tyler's house, right?
He's swinging like Cuba Gooding.
He got the furry little go-to short or something. So then we sleep. Okay, knock down. That nigga just say, cracker. Swinging, bitch, I have
to eat. And Tyler goes like, that's how I get him out of every time. Mm-hmm.
You ever been sleep with somebody who do shit like that? Like, do y'all do it?
No, or have y'all told? We would not be together no more. I'm sorry.
That's bro, scary. That shit is weird, bro.
Like,
it's just different.
Like,
yeah, night terrors.
Whoa.
I woke up out of my sleep screaming like 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
first
shit.
First time shit ever happened to me.
Hey, man, were you sweating?
Huh? Nah, it was... I don't even know, bro.
Shit,
it wasn't like a. It was just like a.
You guys.
That's how I woke up. And I was.
You don't remember what happened?
It was from
a
dream.
It was a quick scream. It was like a.
Yeah. I just laid
there. You know what happened in the dream? Somebody said, come on, that had pork in it.
You woke your wife up?
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. You woke the kids up?
Nah.
Pop up or
just, nah, I popped up.
What if it was like you had a dream, you ran out of jokes or some comedy related shit?
That's why
I done been falling asleep and maybe kind of like mid dreaming type shit and been falling somewhere and like caught myself like trying to woke up trying to catch myself from falling, but I'm just sitting still, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That shit different though, like when you sleep and somebody like
Whoa.
That's powder, nigga.
Yeah, that's fine.
That right there.
That's the dream
you gotta run that baby like you okay?
Bitch on salt. Yeah, that's a field party dream.
I ain't talking about that bitch on salt.
Woke up, get his butt like, oh, shit.
Nah.
My dream, I look like
first party.
My dream look like the Rick Ross car and bike show together. Walking around with no shirt on and a chain on, screaming at niggas.
A half a billion in, don't even get his feet done. That's what the niggas said. I need to see more video of the what is that? Nope, that's gossip. I need to see the video of the.
He said nope, that's gossip.
That is gossip,
really. The car show shit.
It was a lot of cars out there.
I know. I need to see some of them.
Dope shit out there. My mama sent me clips of. What are you looking up the car show for?
Hey.
But she took
the bike.
And she had, she sold the bike. Actually, she sold.
Oh
both
shit!
Of them. Yep. She sold my shit. Sold my hog.
Don't get on that mug.
Nah.
I have no desire for the crotch rockets.
Quick question. If you had a way to diversify your money, what would you do with it? If you just had like another hustle or another. I would pay you to stop saying quick question on a podcast where we be asking questions.
All right, so quick question. The same question, actually.
What was the question again?
How would you diversify your money if you got like $1 million right now? Like, how would you spend your million diversifying in different investments?
On Highway 85 and Riverdale. That one, that little bit of one by
that specific one.
Probably so. I think I'm going to run dope out of there.
Mm.
As a footlock in the front.
Mm. Dope in the back, full lock in the front.
It's a gang.
It's open.
That's hilarious.
It's open currently?
It is. Is that shit still open?
Mm.
If it's open real currently, I'm just saying $1 million might not do it.
If they're it's like a standalone foot locker right on.
To 85, Riverdale.
Highway 85.
No, yeah, that's just still there.
Yeah.
It'll take probably a little more than
that.
That
shit is like, I used to get the sneak, the shit niggas slip on in there when I was in high school.
You might get that motherfucker, man,
for
real. For
real, now.
Got $1 million. You got good credit. Come on, man. Fuck your shit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Flipping money, man. You gotta
flip
money talk.
You said how would you spend it? Like, you mean like you, so you have to spend
investing.
It. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
All right,
so you had to spend it.
Like Brewster's Millions.
There you go. There you go.
you'll buy a yogurt shop.
We're gonna put some more money in Buns and Basketball. Get them some uniforms.
Yeah, shout out to Buns and Basketball.
Put, gold stock is always solid.
Gold stock is solid.
Actual gold.
And Cuban links.
Yeah.
$300.
Diamonds don't really have that much value. Shit, that's the problem with the dollar though. You know that, right?
I knew something was up
with this country. I mean, something been up with this country. But I remember that shit. And they used to be like, turn in your gold and get cash. And they had cash for gold. Then it was like cars for cash. And then all that shit stopped out of nowhere. Hmm. Nigga, they was like, yo, we don't have no cars and no gold. Nowhere. All we got is this piece of paper in this motherfucker. Man, let's get rid of this shit, bro. This shit ain't shit.
Matter of fact, print some more.
Print those some more D's on that bitch. Tell them we finna put Harriet Tubman on it. Something. Make these niggas want this paper so it'll give us the real shit.
Give everybody $1,200.
Hell yeah.
You're right. Just right now.
So you got some oil in your backyard, we give you $35.
Boy, they be killing.
Man. Bro, America owes somebody goddamn money, bro.
And yeah, that's why I don't be paying all my shit back. Cause y'all be like, y'all old too, don't do that. Old pop calling the kettle face ass niggas. Okay.
Me,
yeah.
18 trillion? Is that what we doing?
Well, let me call China real quick and see how they feel about these bills, nigga. Talking about bills, nigga.
Remember what you had
voted in? Nigga say bills, nigga.
What about the reparations?
Hey man, shout out to Wallow and Gilly. $1 million worth of game. Met them.
Okay.
Really fucking cool.
Dope.
Sure.
Shout out
to them. Really cool dudes, man.
Shout out to those bro.
How's it been, man? Wilding out, man. What season is it?
It's over. 21.
21. What you do?
Yeah, this 21 is gonna be real different. They had literally all new people that you've never seen before on the new school this time.
Okay.
And then like everybody that you know was on the old school.
Oh, they cleared the whole slate.
Yeah.
Erase the boards.
Got some funny new kids, man. What? I got a shout out to the nigga Asad, man. This kid from New York, 19 years old, been doing comedy since he was like 16. Man, that nigga was playing goddamn and
undefeated, I heard.
Man, that nigga told Los. He said Carlos hadn't peed all day because none of the bathrooms say colored only. Little funny looking kid, bro. Like Sideshow Bob like, hair and shit.
He sell a lot of tickets.
No.
That's not him?
No, you think about another kid. This dude, like, nobody, they're going to know him. Nobody knows him right now. He's going to fucking go. That nigga's told Big Mac, you took a shower in Hurricane Katrina. And he got 1,000 more of them. He, like, I think he on the spectrum or whatever, but on the kind of genius side of it. So he's like, yeah, I wrote these jokes yesterday, and he's going through, and it's like, I don't know, why is this number 700 or something? Like, this is crazy. Yeah, so he's like that. I'm like, he been writing for people that's on that show since, like, he been in high school, I bet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be there one day, and I'm going to get his ass. And I'm gonna mm-hmm. Boom. So, yeah, that was a cool thing to see. There's some twins that did dope, man. So, you know what I mean? Shout out. Fly did, you know, do something in the next day. You know, the situation happened. So, but other than that part, it was a good year. A good season.
Back at it, man. What's up, man? How that road been on the Ha-Ha Mafia, man?
Hell on my knees.
Bro, we old as shit.
Shout out, Rich. That's the name of this episode.
Why everybody know this shit?
Boy, we old as shit. Ha-ha. Name, you even laugh like an old nigga. Ha-ha.
If you don't snap at any of your lab.
Hell on my knees.
That's funny. Yeah, man, Tip getting funnier, man. We went on the road. We've been it was me, Jay Ski, and Kata.
Okay.
Tampa, and then we did Indianapolis. Went back to the shooting city. Shot at
back to the scene.
They did not shoot at you.
They shot close to my head.
I think you said they shot at me.
Yeah, I'm taking it all and shot at me. If I got hit, I would have been shot, but yeah, I moved.
You had your bullets with you.
It was a nigga that hit, not me.
Sheesh.
They shot the car we was in and everything. Turned the shit in the rental car company talking about shit crazy out here, bro.
Got that sharing though. Sure, got that sharing. Well, y'all been playing the Departments trailer before the show?
Yes, people fucking with it, man.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely playing the trailer and people's kind of responded to it. And his tips that directorial debut. That's how he kind of got us all together during the pandemic and after the pandemic. That's he was right. Wrote it and was directing it. Man, picked us out personally. You know what I'm saying?
I can't kinda wait.
Jumped in at the last minute and did a great job because I wasn't gonna do that good.
I ain't too busy throwing up and shitting.
Man,
tough. Oh, caught COVID right before. But they still, my part made the trailer.
That shit funny as hell. That's your scene with K-Dub and then
He just found somewhere to put me. He said, "You gonna be in the motherfucker. Don't worry about this. I ain't never worried about it."
That scene funny.
It's a scene with me and Killer Mike in the strip club.
And that too. Yeah.
Them niggas walk in and I just get to roast all the young niggas. And they roast me back. But he cut it pretty. He cut it nice, man. I like it.
Yeah, man.
Hey, what's up? I can't wait.
Man. Shout out to MJ.
Y'all keep watching Story to Tell on BET too. People have really been hitting me up like, "Hey, word. You was in that?" Like,
yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Posting. Yeah. So people would know.
Actor Ronnie Jordan.
Yeah, that shit was so funny, man. Jock with all his little mic.
That fight.
Goddamn, bro. Boy, I cannot stop laughing. I'm like, man, this shit so funny. He's like, "Man, do this shit, bro." I'm like, "It's so funny. Your nose so big."
He's so close.
Goddamn, bro. Man, you might have dropped that in the episode. No, you might have
thought. I had to go to head on it. I know he got it. Yeah. I put that goatee head on me. John wearing 85 South hat.
Yes, sir.
I put that goddamn merch in the motherfucking movie, nigga. Fuck that.
Right. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I got the new nylon buckets dropping, man. I might do swim trunks to go with it, man. When y'all get food out, you know what I'm saying?
Get the Gilligan Jones.
Gotta get Tyler something to wear on the beach when he out there seducing our
teeth. Let me tell you, I'll be
seducing
gone.
Seducing
our teeth. 8 hours, I would be there.
You did.
I'll be headed for something. I don't know.
Nigga took control of his mental health.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Work hard, play hard. I don't have children. So I spend my money on myself. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Y'all see how high Disney World is? If you've been looking this shit up, come on. I did not know.
That shit been high.
This shit like $300 for per motherfucker.
Oh, that's about to think it was more.
That shit been high, bro.
Because Universal Studios is like four something. So I would think Disney World was higher.
Here's the thing about Disney
bucks.
Disney prices it so that
niggas don't go.
Yeah.
That, because it's so ridiculous to go for one day. Right. Like, you have to be able to, if you go for the week and you buy the park pass and all that shit, it breaks down to cheaper than it would be for the one day, but you just got to be able to afford that whole shit.
Not right. Working.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But I kind of want the skip line shit too, because that shit.
Oh, if you don't have that,
it's a waste of time.
If you have that, you're riding one thing.
Yeah.
That line.
You have to be a child to like stand in line.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I remember when I went. It's expensive, bro. Line is fucking down the man. What? Everybody wants to go to goddamn.
Fuck that.
I'm saying the regular iconic shit.
Nah, I know.
But I have little kids, so I'm thinking about those. You know, right. The shit they can get on. But when I went, I was like fucking 10, 9 or 10.
Yeah. And you wanted to go in the teacups?
Nigga, yes. Them shits go crazy. When you dying.
Okay.
When you dying.
I ain't fuck with it.
Yeah, ain't never fucking
with it.
Like
nothing
like dizzy. Yeah.
Oh, I go crazy on them roller coasters.
Yeah, roller coasters. Hell yeah.
You know, everything. Uh-huh. Fucking roller coasters. Seven.
I mean, but the teacups at that age is a roller coaster.
That shit go fast.
I still got motion sickness.
No, that shit just spin around.
Yeah.
I ain't get to go there until I was 17. I was like, "Come on, man. Like, Jesus Christ." Well, I was saving.
This nigga knees above the teapot.
I'm like, "Waldo, Faldo,
Raldo. Waldo, Raldo, Faldo." This shit look fun for adults. I see a little TikTok where a lot of go to all the nightclub shit in Disney and go drink.
Oh, they got nightclubs in this shit?
Orlando got a nice adult.
They gonna get your money.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
You got about, I have about 10 racks ready to do it if you take four people.
Hell yeah. 10 of them. Kids, that's the minimum, adults.
I think.
And when you start looking at your wife, you can do it cheaper,
tell me in the comments, because shit. Whatever.
Say that when you start looking at your wife, like, you don't want to work.
Shit. She works out there. I'm ready.
No, I'm not talking about you.
Oh, yeah.
Or Nita.
Yeah, no, that shit dope when you get your teeth fixed. You like, okay, insurance?
That's hilarious. Take a look at the other one.
House. Everybody was got that wish, that prayer insurance.
I had some. It was just high as a bitch.
You had Obamacare?
Hell no.
That shit, I'm about to say, I mean, no offense. Goddamn. Can't go nowhere with that shit.
Don't nobody take that shit.
Nobody
shit
take it, dog. I was like, bro, how do they even let this be a thing, dog?
That shit is crazy.
You can go to CVS.
They ask you. It don't matter. They ask you, is your shit up? Is it Obamacare?
Because we don't fuck.
And they say under their breath, too. Like,
I'm saying, right.
The CVS that what you said. You ain't got Obamacare. I don't
what company it is. You know what I'm saying? It could be Cigna. It could be.
I'm at Kaiser.
I know you
bleed. Unless it's Kaiser, because Kaiser is Kaiser.
I know you bleed, but you ain't got Obamacare.
Yeah, you're going to have to take that bullet back to that slow kid.
Yeah! The nurse station be like this. I'm gonna tell you what.
Put some alcohol on it.
I give you 2 parts and a band aid. Okay.
You don't know no nurse. Now they're gonna ask you, got Obamacare. You don't know no nurses. Like,
y'all get a Sprite and I'm gonna play that little dirt and J. Cole for y'all. Make you feel better.
How your following? You should probably ask them.
What how many followers you got?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
How many followers you got?
Shout out. I'll get y'all back.
Shot for shot.
Get y'all back now.
Hell yeah, y'all ain't got no insurance. Y'all got insurance. Yeah, man, I was like, damn.
Did your parents ever have like crazy insurance growing up? Like, did you have any? Like, we had good insurance except like 1 year, bro. I remember this shit. Like, it was bad, bro. Like, I went to the dentist. And the dentist had
that dental insurance be funky,
bro. That the dentist had scotch tape on his table. Like scotch tape.
Was it at a community center?
A roller.
And it was dust on the scotch tape. And I'm like, yo, I can't be.
This nigga got his teeth pulled at the Phyllis Wheatley Recreational
Center. Like, Ma, come on, yo. Like, what's going on? She was like, yo, he gonna be okay. I trust him.
This nigga was at the Sojourner Truth Gymnasium.
What happened?
I was at a job fair.
And niggas said, some youth center named after some black famous person.
Went to the Jose Williams Center and
Barber
School.
This is the Lewis Gossett.
Two for dental school. It's the dental school and barber school.
Come on now, we gotta go to the Michael Clark Duggan.
This is the Shenane Dental.
The Morgan Freeman Institute.
But I can't wait to lay some shit out of some old black people, bro. That shit funny as hell.
Ralph David Abernathy School of Dental.
Hey, bro. White people don't play that shit. White people don't play that shit, bro. It's only 3 crackers you can name something after. After that, that shit stop, bro. You can't do none of that. No, I'm talking about 3, like Washington, Franklin, and goddamn Lincoln.
Out of office, bro.
That's all you get.
They had an Obama elementary school like 3 years into his term, bro.
For real? Hold on, why I used to drive
Springs,
over there?
Because Barack Obama.
Clifton Springs, I used to. Oh, okay, I had a little chicken. I'm like, why? It's like turn right at Obama. I said, shut the fuck up.
Bro.
I'm telling you, I used Clifton. When you said that, Clifton is right over here.
Yeah, ain't too far.
Yeah. Clifton's right up here. Hell yeah,
that's
bro.
That's crazy.
Make I bet it's a few Obama middle schools.
Hey, Siri. How many schools are named after Obama?
God damn it.
19 schools are named after the Obamas. Most of them are segregated.
Why did they put that? Oh my God.
That's got to be from Wikipedia, bro. Somebody added that shit in there.
You got Black Siri.
Nah, this is from.
That nigga followed Siri. He said, hey, Siri, said,
I know exactly.
Oh, your phone is always listening. Oh, Mary, nah, for real. Fuck all this.
Who wrote this? Education Week.
It's the schools get this.
That's crazy.
Hey, my mom sent me this video of like it was a lady had an infrared camera.
And they'd be taking pictures.
And your phone take pictures like every 3 seconds of your face.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all try it again though with another phone?
I don't have no infrared camera.
That's what I'm saying. We gotta. I don't know.
What?
You can't just go for what
his lip was like.
You might be lying. I'm just kidding. I believe. I'm just
scratch a lie, find a thief.
I wanted to see if anybody tried it.
You see the video though?
Yeah, she turned the lights off and that shit was flicking like a motherfucker.
Flicking every 3 seconds.
That's one. That's two. That's three. They stop it.
Niggas turn their phone down anyway. Can't Pizza Hut text you? What Pizza Hut text you for? Oh, shit.
You know the trick, right? Oh, y'all don't need to know it. Y'all don't need to know. Y'all want to know it? Oh, yeah.
So put Uber Eats.
Nope. They don't text you neither.
Yes, they do. They send you notifications.
That's a block number.
No, they don't.
Uber Eats don't send you notifications.
What does it say?
Blue, blue.
Nah.
It'd say DoorDash.
It'd be like, no, miss you.
It says 255-8 or some shit. Right. That's right. What you need to put in your shit.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, nigga.
Cheater tips.
I don't cheat, though. Chronicles. I promise God I don't cheat.
He's single.
Nah, even when I'm in a relationship, I ain't never cheated ever in my life. Now, that's not saying much because I ain't been in many relationships, but still, like, I stand by single, that.
He's ready to get one of y'all pregnant. Send you.
Oh, God.
Baby mamas.
I thought you were about to say something.
What are we doing?
He likes watermelon.
My bad. I was reading this text from my lawyer. For me?
Yeah, oh, man. 6 feet. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
I had one.
6 feet.
Six feet. Think I'm fucking a 6 foot bitch out of your mind.
Tyler's gonna make the best way.
Don't climb that tree, brother.
Man, if you don't get Shamik Hope's claw out this motherfucking bed, fuck around, put her shoes on accident. Okay. Now I'm traumatized. I get outside. Oh, shit. Who has shoes in these? It's 50.
She's talking about these 11.
It's a size 12 50. He's got size 12 57 shoe.
I didn't know you had the 11s already.
Fuck. My dick ain't gonna never get hard again.
You got your shoes?
The nigga didn't hit Miss Basketball.
Man. She ain't even that tall.
No, she not.
She like 5'9", 5'8". What's she tall for a woman?
The basketball weigh 100 pounds.
Shout out my girl Christina,
she's
man.
She's a hoop, though. That's what I like.
She, yeah.
She wants some game, nigga. What's up, hoop?
In shape, bro. I don't know. That's what I said, man. Shit, man.
Funny
shit still.
Seeing girls J niggas up. That's my favorite shit on
And there's a lot of videos of that happening.
Like, awesome. They be like,
on
you
Twitter.
Switch on
man, yeah.
You switch on them.
Some buckets, yeah.
The girl, the lady, I think that's
she be wearing a little skirt.
She be doing that shit a lot.
She worked her son. She was like, nigga, she took the whole so nasty. I was like.
Yeah, that was one. But the one you talking about, yeah, she was wearing a little tennis skirt and shit. And she just like, she got a crazy shot and that shit going every time.
Them niggas be like, pick up.
Right.
Pick up.
And she be talking shit. I be like, oh, I know them niggas want to wrestle her. And
then when they try to play defense, she take them. You be like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Can't do that with the teacher with the big old booty.
Nah, that's dope. That shit do be fun to watch.
I mean, niggas be trying to holler after that. You can't holler if she took you out to the hole. She gonna first nigga block her, knock her head down. She gonna be like, that's him. I think that's the one. I found your stopper. Y'all ain't playing lockdown deep. But what if somebody has and she ain't posted it? Take the ball every time.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there's been somebody that's like actually athletic enough to keep her from getting that shot off.
Yeah,
but like niggas that just come to LA Fitness on the regular. I don't care. She play every day. She on your head. Shout out to her. I know y'all know who we talking about. Shout out to her. I follow her on Twitter.
Hey, make sure y'all saving y'all money out there, man. My AC went out this last week, bro.
Lord.
That why you dressed like that?
No. My AC went out last week, bro. So
in the crib.
In the crib.
Oh.
Had to take care of that, brother. But I had some savings.
All right.
So praise the Lord for savings.
Also, don't be afraid to get a credit card. In our community, we're afraid to get a credit card. Just make sure you know what the statement date is.
Correct.
And credit card responsibly.
Yeah, credit responsibly. Knowing the statement date is not the due date. Statement date, you want to pay it before then that helps your credit rise. But also, you want to keep at least 80% of your card open, meaning only using like 20% of it. Mm-hmm. So if you have a $1,000 limit, you only have $200 that you have to pay on it.
And if you got a secured credit card for $200, kill yourself.
No, I'm just playing. Just work your way up.
Yeah,
you
man.
You can't spend more than $30. That's so goofy. You'd be like, dang. Fuck, I can't get gas.
Yeah, just spend it for lunch, buy you some
get
lunch.
Get you some bread.
They'll increase your limit.
Buy your blunts with your credit card.
Real talk, though. Nah, I get my gas.
Mm-hmm. But I'm at Kroger, they cheaper.
They get so cheaper, bro.
You got a business, put that under your LLC.
Also, Racetrack and Quick Trip has also recently dropped their prices on Blackwoods.
Come on now.
They got a
like
special right now.
$69 or something.
They got two for nine. The vanilla ones go crazy.
Vanillas?
They not
vanilla
as dry as the other ones. Mm. Vanilla back within a blue case.
Vanilla.
Pretty good.
Does it taste too vanilla-y, though?
Like, is it? No, it's not as like Russian creamy, like that, you know, it tastes a little bit, but if the weed busting,
they gonna knock all that shit out. Cause them banana blunts, it's a little bit too much banana on that blunt.
You be sucking on
that motherfucker? No, I don't suck on no blunt.
Why you never suck on bananas on?
It just tastes the perfume that's on
you
it.
You be like that, you put your tongue on the blunt?
Hey, you wetting mouth niggas.
It tastes so goddamn banana-y.
Banana-y.
That nigga be on the vanilla blunts like, Sunday. Like ice cream, slick.
Oh man, I want to see the Spider-Verse. Well, it's all me, so.
Oh damn, man!
Can't do it off the plane. Yeah, I tried to be Superman. It's long, and the movie theater we went to, I got them. They're relaxed in.
Oh man,
they heated too.
Oh man,
I went to see Little Mermaid in Chicago.
It's the best nap I've had in my life. I want to go. I'm going. I can't wait to see the Transformers this weekend and go to sleep in that motherfucker.
That's at the best theater I ever been to.
Where?
It's in Chicago.
Okay.
Heated seats. Yeah, they got food. Popcorn. Freshest popcorn I ever had. Popcorn, delicious. Food was good.
Popcorn in Chicago is good anyway.
I heard it's good popcorn.
The shit looked like the club.
Oh, wow.
They got pool tables in the lobby when you walk in.
You ever been to a 4D movie theater? It's like... they put the experience, so if it's misty, they'll put like some mist in the air. If it's like water, like if it's raining, they'll put like little drops and shit.
I don't want to get wet. I don't want the wet movie experience.
Oh, no, I ain't seen that either.
You see that? They got the screen. The movie kind of stays on the side.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, that's hard.
They got a movie tavern.
I see all of it from this side. I see this part of the movie. Then they go crazy over there.
Nigga, peripheral.
Spider-Man having a whole fight over here, nigga. You see?
But it's a nice sunset.
We was in the first row that you could have, because that was the only one that had them relaxed seats. I had fucked up when I clicked on them. I was like, oh, these bitches heated. They should heat your lower lumbar.
Lumbar city.
Man, so check it out, man.
Is it that time?
It is. Culture Comments. Two of them, man. Well, I maybe got three.
Dose. Okay.
Three?
Maybe three. Let's see how they hit. Because that was the episode that Remo wore the Jean necklace from
the Jekyllist.
Grandmother. It was on. You guys.
The ghost of Jean's past.
It's a fresh Andre. Remo got thin sliced jeans around his neck.
Thin sliced.
And they got a charcuterie.
King Meeks.
That's hilarious.
Friend of the program, always tapping in. Remo want to be Tracy Chapman so bad.
I got a fast car.
Last one.
You do look like Tracy Chapman.
Kind
of
do.
This nigga Remo really got a jean kebab around his neck.
A jean kebab.
Good one. Damn good. Who said that, nigga?
Sorry. Fresh Andre did two of them. Oh, damn. I didn't know you did two. My man. Or my woman. You ain't got no picture.
That was great.
Jean kebab.
Jean kebab around your neck.
You got to say it again. I know you said it once. You got to say it.
Jean kebab.
No, I'm sorry. Is it that time? Who said it for me?
Is it that time, Kamal?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Tyler and Remo.
I was like, oh, you wasted it. You said it for me. I was like, oh,
yeah, so they had, I don't know what the fuck happened in the last episode, before last, but it ain't had the shit on there.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
They got cut off before the motherfucking
That's thing. Trash.
Word of the week.
.net is conveniently out of the studio. That nigga was like, look, they winding down. Let me go downstairs and get some more ankle footage. No,
we'll bring that back. Right. We like to end the episode with this segment we call Secret Genius Life Coach, where I get the people some words of wisdom. Get through the week. Get to the next episode.
Rah.
I'm Kamal Secret Genius. The words of the week are this. If you ain't drinking water, you still thirsty. Don't none of that other shit quench your thirst. And social media is like a Tahitian treat. That's all you ingesting. You fucking up. You need to drink some water. Read a book.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Get a flip phone. Turn it off.
Right. It's just something else, man. That shit is bad for your spirit, man.
Especially when you wake up.
For your creative endeavors. But fall back from that shit from time to time, man.
Real spills, man.
When you wake up, stay to yourself and God for a little while. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that fucked me up just a second.
Yeah.
More than culture is the brand. This the More Than Culture show. Kamal the Secret Genius.
Stay woke, bitch. Tyler Chronicles,
Ronnie Jordan. I got back. Oh, that scared me for a second. We out.